Oh, hey babe. You're home early today. What time is it? Oh yeah, you're way early. How come? No, don't get me wrong. I'm so happy to see you, of course. I'm always happy and happier when you come home early, but it's unusual. Is everything okay? Did something happen at work? No? Why do I feel like there's something you're not telling me? Baby, come on. I thought we'd tell each other everything. Don't tell me you think you're a burden again. We've already had this discussion. I want you to tell me anything and everything. My job as your girlfriend is to be there for you and to help you get through whatever it is. Right? It wasn't a bad day. Okay, I guess I'll believe you. But now that you're home a little early, I mean, we can do something with our day if you're down, of course. You're tired? No, I get it. I mean, you woke up really early today. But now that I happen to think about it, you really haven't had any breaks lately. You've just been working nonstop. Your eye bags are starting to show. Your skin is looking a little rough and your hair is a mess. Don't get me wrong again. You always look so good, but I feel like I want to help you relax a little bit, just unwind. What do you mean my Pilates instructor voice is coming out? Yes, I teach Pilates in my free time, but that doesn't mean that I want to teach you Pilates. Babe, that's not what I meant. I know you're too exhausted to do any kind of exercise right now. We're going to do the opposite of that. Just come here. Trust me. Give me your hands. All right. Lay down on the bed. No, don't get any ideas. That's not what we're doing. This is going to be a very innocent pamper session. Yes, I'm being serious. Will you just let me do it? Yes, again, I'm your girlfriend. You're supposed to trust me with these things. Okay, perfect. Let me just look through my stuff. I've got my bag. What's in this? This is the sacred bag. Yes, I never let you touch it or go through it for a reason. I have most of my expensive skincare in here, the ones that I feel painful touching and using, but I will gladly use them on you. Shh. No objections. This is happening. Just stay still and let me do all the work. Which face mask do we use on you today? Do you want to choose? Yes, I have a lot of options, as you can tell. How else do you think I have this amazing skin? As smooth as a baby's butt. You always tell me that. You want to do this one? Has Hello Kitty on it. Childish? What are you talking about? Are you calling me childish? Better not be, because I'm offended. All right. Is your face clean? I mean, did you wash it? Okay, good enough. I know you're not wearing any makeup. Duh. All right, let me just open this up. I know, it's gonna feel really wet and cold, but I think you're really gonna like it. You can't believe that I'm making you do this? Why? Oh, babe, it's so slimy, it's dripping on me. Shut up, don't laugh. That wasn't meant to be a dirty joke. Let's open it. Oh, baby, This is going to feel so nice on your face. Are you ready? Just stay still. Close your eyes. Alright. Are you ready? I'm just going to place it on your face. You look like a pretty princess. Fine, I'll shut up. You look so cute, though. We should always do this. I will gladly use my expensive skincare on you, babe. You don't want me to get ahead of myself? You can be a jerk sometimes. But I know you don't mean it. It's cold. I know, it's supposed to feel cold. But it's gonna feel so nice once I take it off. We're gonna keep it on for about... It's supposed to be 20 minutes, but for you, I'll make an exception for 10. How about that? Oh, come on. You can do it for 10 minutes. This is supposed to be relaxing for you, not stressful. You appreciate this? Babe, this is the least that I can do. I know that I work, but I feel like I work nowhere near as much as you do. And I never really know how to thank you properly and show you how much you mean to me, and how much I appreciate your hard work. So I think this is the least that I can do. Here, let me brush your hair. Well, yeah, it's a little messy, but we can fix it. Get a little closer to you. And just put your head on my lap. There you go. Keep your eyes closed. Does that feel nice? Good, it's supposed to. You have such nice hair. So soft. My day. It was good. Yeah, I had one class in the morning. It went pretty well. And then for the rest of the day, I just stayed home and missed you. Yeah, I was so happy to see you. You know, knowing that you come home a little early this time. It doesn't happen very frequently. So whenever it does happen, I take advantage of it and I try to spend as much time as I can with you. Of course. I always miss you. Especially when you're at work, though. Lately, I know that you have to, but you've definitely been working a lot more than usual, and we haven't really had any time for ourselves, so it's just been a little hard, but I can survive, I think. Now that you're doing it for us, I just wish I can help more. You think I'm doing enough? Thanks, babe. It means a lot coming from you. I mean, we managed to afford this house, which I really like. Actually, I love. It's our little getaway, and I love sharing it with you. So, life couldn't get any better. Are you about to fall asleep? I know, this is relaxing for you, isn't it? Well, good. I'm glad. You want me to give you a little shoulder massage? Next time? Okay. Well, I can't really do it with the mask on your face anyways. Unless you somehow lay on your stomach and look up at the sky. That sounds really uncomfortable, but it could be a good Pilates position. It always goes back to Pilates, doesn't it? I mean, at least it keeps me in shape, so I know you're not complaining. Come on, stop complaining about the mask. It looks great on you. I know it feels really cold and weird for a little while, but you'll get used to it. Fine, we can do 5 minutes. You have like 3 more minutes left. Can you handle that? Good. I know you can. You just like being a little dramatic sometimes. I know we don't get to do this often, so anytime we do, you take advantage of it. And you whine just a little. Oh. Yeah. Bruno missed you too, clearly. He's cuddling you. Of course, even our dog prefers you over me. I know. I think it's because he doesn't see you as much as he sees me. Or maybe it's the fact that you're always giving him treats in the middle of the night. Yeah, I know you do it behind my back. He's getting all chunky. It's your fault. You spoil him too much. I know. I mean, he is our dog. Our little child. Yeah, of course. I thought about having kids with you eventually, but we're not even married, babe. We're not gonna have kids before we get married. But, you know, if that were to ever happen somehow, then I wouldn't really complain. I know that I want to spend the rest of my life with you. That I want to have a kid with you at some point. Only when we're both ready, of course, and financially stable. I feel like right now we need to learn how to take care of ourselves first. I mean, you can't even handle a face mask on your face. Alright, come here. We can take it off now. Should have done its job. I mean, it's supposed to be moisturizing. How does it feel? Nice. Okay. That's all that matters. Here, let's just take it off. Ooh, look at your skin. It's so glowy. Here. Let's just wipe the rest on your face so your skin can drink it all up. And tomorrow morning, you're going to thank me for this. Your skin's going to be so soft and smooth. You're going to want to do this every night. But don't get used to it, though, because I love these face masks. Here, you can have some of my champagne. I was drinking this alone earlier. Fine, more for me. So, you were telling me about this new girl that you guys hired at your job last night, but you fell asleep before you could finish the story. What about her? Is she friendly? Oh, she is. What kind of friendly are we talking? I mean, is she keeping her distance, or is she, you know, overly friendly with you? I guess what I'm trying to ask is, am I going to have a conversation with her? It would be a good conversation for me, but definitely not good for her. I mean. Okay, good. Just as long as she's not crossing any lines, then I think I'm going to like her. Okay, how about we do one more thing? Come on. I can pluck some of your eyebrow hair. Not that you have a lot, but, you know, just kind of clean them up a little bit. Well, don't be a baby, come on. Alright, well, let me put some of this cream on your face first. Just so it doesn't get all dry at night. Feels nice. Good. Alright, so you just stay there and close your eyes. I'm gonna move the tweezer a little closer and I know, I'm sorry. Here, let me just press on it a little bit. You don't want to do this? Okay, fine, fine. We can do it another day. Yes, we can. Come on, I've been enjoying this. Yeah, it kind of feels like I have my little client or something. My best friend. Don't act like you don't like it. I feel like you do. You just don't want to admit it. You do? Okay, good. I'm glad. You feel better now? Aw. Well, I'm glad that I'm able to help. And I'm glad that I put this smile on your face. Because it looks really good on you. Come here. I love you. I love you more. Alright, well, if I would have known that you were coming sooner, I would have prepared some food. I was saving it for tonight. Do you want to make some pasta together? Pasta and wine sounds great right now. Yeah, a little Italian night. Are you up for it? You don't have to do anything. You can just watch me. Pasta is like the easiest thing to make. You can pour the wine. Sounds like a deal? Alright. Well, let's lay down here just a little bit longer until you feel like you're ready to get up. Yeah, more than okay with that. I'll just lay down with you.